It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves.
This comes from the Associated Press. Are you ready? An unidentified wingless object traveling at high speed passed dangerously close to a Swiss Air jetliner, a Boeing 747, flying between Philadelphia and Boston, according to the airline on Friday. The pilot and co-pilot gave U.S. investigators different descriptions of the object that passed about, get this folks, 50 yards from the Boeing 747 after it had taken off from Philadelphia on August 9th. The pilot told the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board that the object was long and wingless. Co-pilot said it was more spherical. The incident took place at 23,000 feet. The plane's final destination was Zurich, Switzerland. That is from the Associated Press. So, it looks like a 747 just had a close encounter with something.
That was a clip of Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM show. Paul Rinsmondale at Radio Survivor reports that Art Bell is returning to the airwaves this July, just not on AM or FM. The 69-year-old radio star entertained conspiracy theorists for years, hosting Coast to Coast AM from 1988 until 2003. Bell, who played Eve of Destruction and other anti-war songs on his pirate radio station at Amarillo Air Force Base during the Vietnam War, eventually was syndicated on more than 500 radio stations with 15 million listeners nightly during the 1990s. In 2003, George Norrie took over the show, with Bell hosting on weekends only. After 2007, he's been off and on the radio several times, including a six-week stint on subscription-only satellite radio in 2013. On July 20th, Bell will be live on Midnight in the Desert, airing midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern Time on the internet station Dark Matter Radio, and a simulcast on the Tennessee-based Christian shortwave station WTWW. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.